Unit 11. Abercrombie & Fitch Clothing's Brand Marketing.
Good afternoon, Ms. Stewart and Mr. Solomon. Thanks for coming to our show about the morals of marketing strategies.
Thanks for having us.
So today we're talking about a highly interesting topic. Let us start with my first question right away. What do you think about the morality of the Abercrombie & Fitch advertising campaign?
For me, the question is rather, is it ethical for Abercrombie & Fitch to use a marketing strategy that somehow forces consumers to associate uncontrolled desires with a basic brand of clothing?
Right. This company has successfully associated two things which are usually opposite of one another, clothing and nudity.
How does Abercrombie & Fitch manage to keep its outstanding competitive advantage?
With its extraordinary marketing tactics, I'd say. No firm in history has ever applied the use of physical beauty in marketing better than Abercrombie & Fitch. They have successfully tempted consumers to make a direct link between beauty and perfection and a decent and simple, unique style of clothing.
How do different stores manage to create the desire in consumers to buy a special product?
They, for instance, work with pictures, so that the customers then associate a beautiful sunset or a race car driver with a particular product. The consumer will then call this image to mind when they see the product's brand name or logo.
Why has Abercrombie & Fitch been criticized widely for its marketing strategy?
Well, most of us would agree that a company that is trying to associate a sunset with a certain product is acting within ethical boundaries. However, if a marketing team tries to make people associate a product directly with uncontrolled emotions, like sexual desires, it has, for many people, stepped beyond ethical boundaries.
But isn't it a contradiction that Abercrombie & Fitch clothes are basic and almost never scandalous?
Their clothing lines provide good and decent cover for customers, but the marketing catalog rarely shows models actually wearing many clothes. The consumer is not able to evaluate any of the product's characteristics when being faced with an ad showing bodies that nearly all consumers will find attractive. This is a clear attempt to associate physical beauty with the product. The use of beauty, however, is a tactic employed by many firms and may be less harmful than the following strategies. If you enter an Abercrombie & Fitch store, you will find yourself surrounded by the most beautiful shop assistants in town. There is loud music, and it is pretty dark inside. So it's not hard to guess which image they are trying to convey.
Every time people witness a young man or woman walking down the street wearing an Abercrombie & Fitch shirt, for example, Abercrombie's goal is that they will instantly remember the photographs of all the amazingly beautiful people in Abercrombie's campaigns. Clever, isn't it?
But isn't Abercrombie & Fitch also trying to sell a certain lifestyle?
Yes, a lifestyle that does not exist for everybody. But the illusion works. Many customers believe that they will be part of this lifestyle if they wear Abercrombie's clothes.
The largest concern for me personally lies in how Abercrombie & Fitch's marketing devices have broken into the minds of customers. They've aimed at society's most incomparable weakness, namely desire. Referring to the third letter of the well-known AIDA formula, to sell a simple product.
Thank you very much for the interview. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.